What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, from the University of Jamestown, we have the Director of Alumni Relations, Satari Campion. And Satari, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again for taking time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you about everything UJ and, of course, alumni relations. And we've got a big one, of course, being at the University of Jamestown. It's always exciting when homecoming week rolls around. That is going to kick off here next week. But we're focusing in here on the weekend of October 8th through the 10th. It is going to be alumni days along with this as well, right?
Yeah. We've got really fun stuff planned for homecoming this year. The week leading up to our weekend, students have their big days of homecoming. But we are kicking off Friday afternoon right at 12 with the stadium dedication.
So yeah, that is going to be the big one.
Huge, especially with the partnership with the high school and the college. It's such a great collaboration. So should be really fun.
So Satari, tell us, obviously, we know university has been in operation since the late 1800s. So there's got to be a lot of alumni between then and now. What are they treated to when they come to the university? And really, what's the whole goal with the weekend here?
Yeah, well, our goal is to treat alumni with just an experience to remind them of what they've done. I mean, remind them of their memories, but show them what's changed and talk about all the great things that they did here. And so greeting them, and we do like class photos, campus tours, the stadium dedication would be a great opportunity. Come see what we've done in the last year, and then football.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh. That is obviously, you know, we're excited about football, and there's a bunch of other sports happening too. What I like the most about this is you think back on a year that the university, right? And I'm talking to alumni who are listening right now, a year that has gone by. We've seen the UJ place. We've seen the new stadium. I mean, so there's going to be a lot for the alumni to see when they come in.
Absolutely. So much has changed. One of my favorite things at the new stadium is this giant knight statue that's going to be going up. And so if you see only one thing when you come to visit, come take a picture with this new the night, which is going to be so cool. But every time I talk to an alum from 10 years ago or 50 years ago, they talk about how much has changed, but the feeling is still the same when they come on campus.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's so cool. Satari Campion, again, UJ Director of Alumni Relations here on Let's Talk. So Satari, let's kind of go over the weekend, what people can expect. Do you need alumni and people who are going to join this to sign up ahead of time, or how does that all work for you?
Yeah, great question. So we do have a few events that we would love people to buy their tickets or register ahead of time. Those are the President's Banquet, which is on Friday evening. And that event primarily celebrates a class of, well, this year, 1971, their 50th reunion.
Awesome.
Polly, President Peterson, will be there. She'll give an update. So it's a great time to see her and connect with alumni and friends. So those tickets, that's $20. You get a nice meal. We do that down at the Gladstone.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, we have two events that we would like you to register. We have the Jim Clark 5K, which will start at the new Hanson Stadium this year. Super fun. That registration's online, as well as the Athletic Hall of Fame Banquet. Okay. And those tickets are $10. To find where to get tickets, just head to the uj.edu website, look at the events calendar, and just click on that. Easiest way to do it. It's going to be really fun this year. Warren, we're honoring the Hall of Fame members from last year and this year.
Cool.
So it'll be a pretty big crowd. And we're just excited to finally celebrate people in person again.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are excited about that too. And again, you kind of just hit on some of those events that you'd like people to register for.
Yes.
I mean, there's a bunch of other things happening. Like you said, the tours and full schedule, I know, is available as well, right?
Absolutely. Full schedule available online. Friday morning, we'll be tabling over in the Student Engagement Center at Lingstead. So if you're curious, come on by, say hi to our staff, grab a schedule. We're just excited to see you. So
awesome. Again, we have Satari Campion here on Let's Talk. Satari, anything else with the weekend or anything else you'd like to mention or anything come up?
One more thing I'd like to just say. Saturday for the football game, we have our tailgate. It starts at 11 a.m. And this year for the, first time since I've been here, Jamestown Inflatables is sponsoring a kid zone at our tailgate. So we're going to have inflatables. They're going to bring those over. So excited for this partnership. So other great sponsors at the event, obviously all day, but bring the kids. It's not just a thing for adults anymore. So bring the kids out. Tailgate has gotten super fun down at the new stadium. Yeah. So, and then the chili feed will be after the game. So Spend the whole day with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make it a UJ weekend. Again, that is coming up here. Homecoming and alumni days, October 8th through the 10th. Satari, one more time, if they have questions, where would you send them? Where would they need to
UJ.edu, look for homecoming. My contact information is on there. I'd love to chat with you if you have any questions.
All right, there we go. Satari, thanks for joining us today. Thanks.